I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only Pucko Podcast!
Oh man, check it, Scrawn. I just opened up this pack and got the secret rare Mega Lucario EX.
Whoa, that's awesome! Hey, I'll give you 2 Genesect EXs for that. But you have to throw in a Hawlucha EX, too.
What? No way is that enough. If I throw in Hawlucha, you gotta give me 2 Venusaur from Noble Victories.
Well, that's not right, but I'm willing to do that trade if you give me 74 Grass Energy.
Okay, okay. If I do, you have to take me out to Johnny's Bar and Grill later.
Okay.
And buy me at least 2 beers.
Oh, sounds all right.
And you have to sell me your soul.
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah.
Pucko!
Grab your friends, it's that time again. Listen to the show with the phone never ends. It's Pucko!
Pucko!
Oh yeah.
Pucko!
And welcome to the 144th episode of the Puckle Podcast. I'm your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my co-hosts,
Bosefus
and Scrawn.
And this is Puckle, the Pokemon Underground Champions League. We are a podcast that is apparently thrown together with no prep work. So what have you guys been doing in Pokemon recently?
Pokemon Card Online.
Basically.
It's been my life. Scrawn, are you on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, I mean, like, are you on Pokemon CCG Online?
Yeah, I am.
You play? You should add me.
All right.
Well, as for me, I've been working on another team for single battles before I move into VGC format.
So yeah.
I've been working on one last team that was based around Sapsipper Miltank and Unaware Quagsire.
Get out.
That's such a good tour, man.
Oh. And so I was playing with it. On Showdown, and so, like, it's alright, especially if you're, like, really good at predicting,
because you
can predict the grass-type move switch in,
but
yeah.
If you don't do that, it just falls apart horribly,
but
and so, like, I have 3 different versions of this team that's progressively been changed over and over again, and I'm just like, I think the next version is gonna, because I call them Quagtank for Quagtank Core, and I'm just like, I think the last one, I think Quagtank 4.0 isn't going to have Quagsire or Meltank.
Quagtank 4.0. All right. Well, actually, I've been going on Showdown a bit, and I've been just laddering and randoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I've determined that anybody who ever gets Azernius on their team will win. Because it's always the Geomancy set.
Really?
It's so overpowered in randoms.
That's ridiculous. Oh, man.
It's sus.
Oh, man. Other than that, I did start playing TCG Online as well.
Woo!
Mostly in preparation for today's topic. So,
yeah.
We will get more to that later.
Anybody who's listening right now and wants to add me on Pokemon TCG Online, my handle is CrazyHobo93. Legitimately, that's not a joke.
Mine's Thatch.
Mine is Scrawn.
I made it when I was like 16. It's legitimately CrazyHobo93.
So, I guess we'll move on to the news then, guys. So, yeah, let's go to the news. Good. Cue that epic music.
We're not in the news?
Lavender Town Radio Tower, this just in! And in the news, so, if you haven't already, you can download Heracross and Pinsir to your X and Y games, respectively. and if you go to GameStop, you can, until, I believe, this Sunday, get their respective Megastones.
Yeah, so if you haven't done it, do it now.
You really should.
See you guys in 10 minutes.
And other news... Worlds happened, as we reported on last week, and now we actually have our world champions for Pokemon. For the Masters Division in VGC, because nobody cares about any other division, it was Seiyun Park, who ran that Pachisaru. I need to say that correctly.
Good job, Seiyun Park.
The only thing that really bothers me about it is that everybody else is like, I want to run it. And it's just like, that was a very specific instance in which Pachisaru worked.
He ran Pachirisu.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like really hard to do.
He used it as a support, and he ran it really bulky.
That's really cool, actually.
It took an earthquake from a Garchomp last episode, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it took an earthquake from a Garchomp, and it was just using Follow Me to pull electric attacks from Gyarados.
Mm.
Wow. Because he was running Mega Gyarados.
That's really cool.
Yeah. He had a really not standard team, which is kind of impressive. I was pretty happy with it. Like, that's one of the better things to win.
I love it when, like, weird teams win.
Mm-hmm.
Break the meta.
Yeah, exactly. And for the TCG, Andrew Estrada won the World Championships, so good to him.
Woo! Good job.
Good job, Canada.
Yeah. TCG stuff.
Yeah.
In other news, Art Academy finally has a release date. It's October 24th in North America, I should say. North America has a release date, because I'm pretty sure everybody else has it already. So.
Yeah. We don't matter as much.
No. Well, it's because Europe's getting Auras a week late.
Oh. Mm.
Fun fact, they're getting it the 28th when we get it the 21st of November.
Oh, finally.
I think it has to do with the fact that they just leaked all over the place.
Yeah.
When X and Y came out. But, yeah. Smogon has also banned Mall Iolite.
That's pretty cool.
So just depressing.
I have to agree with you, Bo. I really do.
Well,
I was getting ready to build one. That team around that file.
There are benefits and there are negatives to it.
Yeah. Like,
it hits like a truck, but there are counters to it. Like
Earthquake.
I was discussing with Shamu, and we determined that the best counter to it is probably Rotom Heat, but not a lot of people run it, so it does kind of
make
sense.
That's true. But what also bothers me about it is that they did the testing for it without actually waiting for the meta to resettle. After they had just banned Aegislash.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because once the meta settles, you get a lot of stagnant teams.
Yeah. Until
someone decides to try something new.
But, you know, whatever. Let Smogon do what they will.
Yeah.
You don't have to play by those rules if you really don't want to. And I think with Smogon... Smogon's killing itself. It's shooting itself in the foot.
To a certain extent, yeah, but it's
I'm not saying people are just going to stop following Smogon entirely, but I think we're going to start seeing shifts with other groups of people not playing Smogon rules.
Well, in my opinion, I believe what's most likely to happen is that more people will just start playing VGCs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a Nintendo-sponsored event.
Yeah, I think that's very realistic.
And what are the tier rules for that? That's not even...
It's different every year. And
I mean, but it's mostly no legendary Pokemon.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
It's a little bit rougher, but not terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not terrible. And it's also doubles. And I think doubles is a lot more fun. It's a lot more creative.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would love for people to go to VGCs. VGC format. I'm even moving there myself.
So, anything else in the news?
Not really. Unless I missed something. It was a very slow news week.
Yeah. Wow.
Very, very slow. But that's it for the news, so we'll head on to the topic after this short commercial.
Hey everyone, if you haven't signed up for the Puckle Podcast website, I think you should. You can earn badges for doing things such as following us on Twitter, liking us on Facebook, following us on Tumblr, and reviewing us on iTunes. We also have a live chat there where you can come and talk to me, any of the co-hosts you hear on the show. We're always there. You can chat with us, chat with our other members, make some friends. Also, if you get a chance, email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com. It doesn't always need to be the mailbag question. We appreciate your feedback, and you guys make up about 20 minutes of every episode. I hope to see you guys at pucklepodcast.com and to hear from you in the next mailbag.
And on to the topic of today. Our topic today, for those of you who can't read, is the TCG. App and I did an episode on this about 3 years ago. I think it was episode 79, 89, 87. I think it's 87. And I think it really deserves an update because I have finally started playing TCG online. I understand the current rotation better than I did. And it's kind of like the metagame in the way that it always shifts.
Yes.
It's also a lot of fun and very, very addictive.
Very addictive.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy for TCG Online, because if not, I would be spending like $200 a month on Pokemon cards. I still might do that.
Yes, definitely.
And, like, I get off work, and like, this is what it's kind of sad, and I made a Facebook status about it, but I like, home, and I'm like, sweet, I'm going to get online and see if my trades went through. And start playing on, like, TCG Online. Like, that's my plans for the night. I was getting real mad because I couldn't find a battle. I'm like, it's a Friday night. Where is everybody?
Oh, that's right. They have lives.
They probably have lives and are doing things other than playing Pokemon cards with strangers.
No, but you're better than just having a life, Jimmy. I mean, damn it.
that's Gron's first edit.
Crobat all over the place.
Oh, great. And it's going to be a swarm. All right. But one of the nice things about the Pokemon trading card game is that it's really easy to learn.
No, it really is. Compared to like the video, it's just like the video game. I came to this revelation that the Pokemon trading card game is incredibly simple to play. To, like, get into it, it's really simple, just like the video game. You can just play it on the base level, be it casual, nothing terrible. But if you want to get competitive, it gets a little bit harder. And it's the same thing with the trading card game.
And coming from someone who also plays other card games, like Magic and Vanguard, like, Pokemon is actually relatively inexpensive compared to those.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Very much so.
Very much so. And it doesn't rotate as quickly as Magic the Gathering.
Really? Something rotates quickly than more quick faster than Pokemon. Pokemon? I did not know. I feel like the rotation is really fast in Pokemon.
It's not really that fast.
It's pretty slow, actually. I think it's like, what is it, like every 1.5 years? 2 years, maybe?
Yeah. I guess. I just feel like I have to buy new cards all the time.
Well, okay, but you also take, like, a few years break in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
That's nice.
But I was going to say, I forgot. Oh, with the reprints of all the cards that they do.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of things are in rotation.
Yeah, the secret rares that they make.
That's good. That's something to at least look at. Mm-hmm. But what's currently in rotation right now?
Currently, everything from Boundaries Crossed through the Plasma Arc through XY, Flashfire, and Furious Fists.
Wonderful.
Rotation.
So that's 7 sets?
That's
8
seven
sets because of Legendary Treasures.
Ooh.
Is Legendary Treasures in still? I don't know about that.
Legendary Treasures came after Plasma.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right.
Then it must be.
Okay.
Legendary Treasures also, though, reprinted a lot of cards.
Yes, mm-hmm. It did. I saw that.
That's good. That's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, let's talk about what decks are really, like, wrecking right now in the trading card.
Yeah, definitely. I saw something when I was watching the World Championships. There was somebody running, like, a Virizion Genesect deck.
Oh, of some yes. Sorts. Those really used to be, like, the most popular deck. Like, everybody really? Would have them. But they kind
what,
of...
What's the general strategy behind it?
The strategy is that Virizion has an ability that lets you attach grass energy to your bench Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And it also prevents status conditions.
Okay.
And wow. You just keep attaching it to your Genesect, and you, like, put on G-Booster to your Genesect yeah, and yes. Just, like, start sniping stuff with either the G-Booster or G-Scope.
What's the G-Booster?
The G-Booster gives Genesect EX another attack that does 200 damage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that's why it's so
that
good.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both basic Pokemon, right?
Yeah, because they're EXs.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. Oh, man.
It's really quite good. And you don't even have to run any other colors since they're both green.
Yeah, you just run green. That's great.
But
what else is popular?
I'd have to shoot from my favorite deck, which is the Aroma Tea style. Yes. Because you can really run whatever you want in an Aromatisse deck.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, you can.
What Aromatisse does is it allows you to move around fairy energy freely between your Pokemon.
Okay.
So even, like, multicolored energies count for that. And you basically can just, like, power up whichever Pokemon is your active one and destroy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
I use it with Xerneas EX, but, like, a lot of people use it with Ivelton.
That's really cool. That's yeah. Actually not a bad idea at all.
The same thing works with my deck, which I think is out of rotation. Just
yeah,
because of Hydreigon. Really sad. But it's a Darkrai Hydreigon. Your Aromatisse deck works with the Stadium card, Fairy Garden, mm-hmm. Which lets them retreat for free.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Darkrai's ability is, and Hydreigon's ability is the same thing as Aromatisse, but with dark energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I also run it with Yveltal.
That's really nice. That's really, really nice.
I previously it really ran it with
Mewtwo. Accessibility.
That's really nice.
But Yveltal is a lot like Mewtwo EX.
I have no idea what Mewtwo EX is like.
Well, Mewtwo EX had this attack called X-Ball. It would mm-hmm. cost 2 colorless energy to attack, but it did 20 damage times the number of energy attached to Mewtwo and the defending Pokemon.
That's and, really fun.
Yveltal does the same thing, except it adds an extra 20 damage to it.
Yeah, it does 20 plus.
But it needs a dark energy to be attached yeah. To it.
So you can't just hit a double colorless energy and go yeah. To actually... Set
okay.
Up.
It sounds like when I was playing TCG Online, I was playing against Gothitelle. I don't know if it was EX, but it was Gothitelle, and it does 30 more damage for every psychic energy attached to it. And it's a triple
yeah.
Colorless attack. So it takes 3 energies and just make them all psychic, so you're doing 90 plus damage.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
There's a Gardevoir, I think in Next Destinies
mm-hmm.
that its ability was every psychic energy attached to your Pokemon count as 2 psychic energy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
It was nasty.
It really was, yeah. Hey, Bosefus, we yeah. Both of a certain deck that always destroys us. Would you like to elaborate?
Keldeo.
Yeah, Keldeo Blastoise.
I hate the deck so much.
What's it based on?
So
Keldeo Blastoise. EX.
Yeah, Keldeo EX and Blastoise with the ability Deluge.
Okay.
And the core of it is having a Deluge Blastoise out, and you can attach as many water energy as you want to your Pokemon.
Okay.
During your turn, and Keldeo has an ability called Rush In, which lets you switch it in for free.
Mm-hmm.
And it has an ability called, what is it? I believe it's Sacred or Secret Sword. Secret Sword.
It's attack. And yeah, it's Secret Sword.
It does 20 more damage for each water energy on it, and it does like 60 damage to start with.
Basically 50.
50 damage to start with. So if you get 3 water energy on it, you're already doing 110 damage as soon as you get out.
That's insane.
It's really good.
Now, you guys play more than I have. I've just been playing this past week on TCG Online, and I've been, you know, every once in a while you run into a deck that is super effective against yours or something like that.
Yeah.
And how much does, like, the weakness thing actually play into building decks and everything?
Often it's disregarded.
That's what I thought.
Well, it kind of plays a big deal on certain decks. Like, the reason why that everybody isn't running a Virizion Genesect deck is because of the fire weakness and because Pyroar is so common.
Really?
Yeah. Pyroar and Mega Charizard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there are, like, the reason that Mega Charizard decks and Charizard... Mega Charizard decks and Pyroar decks are even a thing is because of the grass decks. Because it just gets destroyed because of times two effectiveness.
All I remember was when I was back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when I actually did play the Pokemon trading card game before I realized that I need money to eat. And
what?
Yeah, right? And I used to play, and I think I used to always make sure that I balanced my deck between two colors.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd always do one color is usually weak against this. And, like, I'd have fire. And then I'm just like, well, they're usually weak against water, which are usually weak against electric. So I'd run a fire electric deck or something like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I could see that worry. Like, a big one that was fire electric recently was Rayquaza EX.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because of the new dragon typing that came out a few sets ago. And probably more than a few. It's been like a year and a half or something.
Oh, yeah. It was Dragon's Exalted.
Yeah,
it,
I remember that.
It was the same set as Hydreigon, one behind Boundary's Cross.
Okay, so it's dragon type is a thing. And there's not actually an energy for it, but it's a type for the cards. And they always just have different colors that they need, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that, I guess that makes great niches for each card. Like, you should probably run a deck with these energies in it. I have seen some people run like three colors before.
Well,
and
it just depends.
It's just like they have two electric energies in it because they need one for one specific card.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is a thing. Like they,
I feel so uncomfortable doing that.
Yeah, it does make you feel dirty.
Yeah, I just feel so uncomfortable because it's just like, what if I don't draw it ever? This card's useless.
If you have enough trainers to get it out, though, it really doesn't matter.
That's true.
Unless it gets stuck in your prize cards.
Supporters are a huge part of it.
Supporters are so important.
Oh, man, that's true. That's true. So what else is popular as of right now?
Well, I've run into some people running Weavile / Flareon / Execute decks.
Really?
Yeah, and basically what
it's
Execute
so
does...
goofy.
It's really goofy. But what Execute does is you can bring it back from your discard pile whenever you want. What Flareon does is you're allowed to discard as many Pokemon from your hand during your turn to do extra damage. And what Weavile does is it lets you get whatever you need out of your deck and fling stuff at people.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's really complex, and once you get everything out, though, it really is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's just so many strategies, and one of the great things that I noticed about the TCG is that there are a lot of Pokemon in competitive battling in the video game that you just don't use.
Yeah.
Because they're crap. But, or not crap, but they're just not, you know, competitively viable. But the TCG is just a place you can go where almost everything's competitively viable.
I don't know. I want to make a team of 6 Chinchinos.
Well, you can't, because you can only have 4 of each card in your deck.
I'm talking about some video game now.
Oh, I was... Never mind.
But we're talking about the competitive scene, Bo.
6 Chinchinos.
6 Chinchinos.
I was going to say, Chinchino's not a bad card in TCG.
No, he's not.
What's it, Magic Coat? No. fur coat, I think, maybe.
There's like a 50% chance that attacks won't even hit.
If he's attacked, flip a coin. If heads, prevent all damage.
That's awesome.
It's pretty good.
That's really cool. Yeah, no, it's just making these Pokemon that you usually wouldn't play with in the video game, like, playable. And it's really awesome, and I really like it. And there's also artwork, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Alright, so recently, in the trading card game scene, Furious Fists was released.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Which, and I'm playing the Furious Fist deck right
now. Which, like, what happens in that deck, Fist?
Okay. So you've got, I've got two Lucario EX, a Mega Lucario EX, I've got two Hawlucha EX, I've got three Machamp, whose ability makes all your fighting Pokemon attacks do 20 more damage.
What?
Oh, yeah. That is pretty awesome.
It has for three fighting...
Does that stack?
Yes, it stacks. It's like, it's exactly like my Garchomp deck, except for fighting types.
What's your Garchomp deck?
My Garchomp deck... Oh my gosh.
Like, it had Altarias doing the same thing as Machamp.
Okay.
And Garchomp could hit for only one energy. That was his perk.
Mm-hmm.
He could do 60 damage for one energy, and if I had three Altaria on my bench, that's 120 damage for one energy, and they have to discard a special energy if they have one.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It's incredible.
But the mega-hyped cards for the set are definitely like Lucario EX, Seismitoad EX, Hawlucha EX.
Mm-hmm.
Seismitoad EX?
It seems really odd.
Something to do with benched Pokemon, I don't remember.
It deals 30 damage to your benched Pokemon, but its attack is so powerful that it's really like not even considered because it counters Pyroar so well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually a stadium card that was released in this set that lets you negate damage done to your benched Pokemon by your own Pokemon.
So yeah, it's meant to counteract Seismitoad EX. That's what it's meant. Oh, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. There's so many good Pokemon in this, too.
There are.
This deck that I built IRL is Toxicroak EX. Crobat. And I think I'm going to take Crobat out because I never seem to...
What is
I
this?
I never seem to get him out. Well, no.
Crobat will come if you want him to come.
But he's difficult to set up. It's just more hassle than what it's worth, really.
Price Crobat.
But, I know. It's Toxicroak EX. I have Verbank Gym. Oh, and I run Garbodor, just to be mean.
Garbodor.
Do you run the Plasma Garbodor?
No, it is. It's a reprint of, like, the Noble Victories or something Garbodor.
Okay.
Its ability is Garbotoxin, am I right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Garbotoxin, as long as a tool card is attached to Garbodor, no other effects work, period.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it stops all free retreats, just about, or all energy movement. It stops it stops Keldeo's rush in. Forget that guy. Ho-Oh's Rebirth, Ho-Oh's out of rotation, so it doesn't matter. Dragonite EX is bust in, just for example. I mean, I can go through, like, my EXs that I have sitting right here and just, like, all abilities just gone.
Really?
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
It's like running Unaware Quagsire.
I pretty much just attack.
Oh, you're trying to sweep me? Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's so nice when I get them poisoned, and they're just like, oh, I take 50 damage between turns, and I can't do any retreats. This is awful.
How often do people, like, carry, like, the full heal card or something like that?
Well, the Pokemon Center Lady is kind of popular, and,
Max Potions
work. But anytime you evolve a Pokemon or move it to the bench...
That's true.
The
statuses go away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much free movement in so many decks anyway.
Yeah. That makes complete sense.
Very important part.
Mm-hmm.
See, this Lucario deck that I'm running right now, though, it's all about brute, just hit fast and hit hard.
Yeah.
I have, like, no energy movement, no retreat system, nothing. It's just, like, punch in the face, and it's great.
That's awesome.
This girl just conceded because, and she had advantage, so I get upset points.
That's awesome.
Are you using strong energy in there?
I am. I'm running 4.
What is strong energy?
Strong energy, when attached to a fighting Pokemon, is a fighting energy, but it provides plus 20 to attacks.
Okay. Okay,
that
makes sense.
Really good. Like, that's crazy good.
That's really good, yeah.
So it's just for attaching it, it's a special energy, but for attaching an energy that's the same as my other energy, I get plus 20 attack on all my, you know, on any of my Pokemon, because I don't have anything that's not fighting.
That's really a lot of fun. That really is. I honestly didn't think I would ever go back to the TCG like this, but playing this TCG online for the past week has just been, like, I want to play the TCG.
Don't they have an app on the phone now?
Not yet. It's on its way, though.
Okay.
And I think it's coming to the iPad.
Not just, it's going to come to iOS.
Okay.
I assume it's going to at least come to iPhone. Anything with the Pokemon TV app, I would assume, would get it.
So, because I'm thinking about buying a tablet from this guy in my class. It's like a Samsung Note 3 Tab.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty new, and he only wants $150 for it. And I was like, man, if I could do that. My first thought was like Pokemon TCG Online.
They might. It runs on Android, and they do have the Pokemon TV app on Android now.
Yeah.
So maybe it's coming? We don't know yet. We don't know. We won't know until it's released. But I'm definitely back into the TCG now. And I will at some point be able to keep up with your conversation. And not be like, what's this card? And what's this card? And hopefully, I really do want anybody like that was actually thinking about it to get into it. It is a lot of fun. I just cannot afford it in real life.
Beware, it is a trading card game. You have to buy lots.
Yes.
If you can, if you want to get into it, it's really, okay, when you're learning, it's a pain in the butt. When you're like me, I can save a lot of money by buying individual cards because I can go and I can play other decks and I can decide like, okay, this is the deck that I want to build. So I'll go and buy the individual cards.
Yeah. How instrumental would you guys say it is that you were in a Pokemon League, like an IRL Pokemon League, to playing the card game?
It really helps because sometimes there are nice people in the community who can really help you out, like maybe give you a few cards.
Not even just that, but I mean, on a fundamental basis, it's so beneficial to like run your deck against other decks and be like, oh, I had this big hole when it comes to this Pokemon. I'm going to put this to counter it. And I can't tell you how many times I tore apart Garchomp and like re-put it back together. I went between 4 and 3 Altaria probably 100 times. Like, I remember one day at League, like every other game I took him out, put, I think, 2 other supporters in or like out. You know, like two, like a Skyla and an N, which is
okay.
So.
That's actually really cool. That's good. That's good to know because I was thinking about joining Pokemon League. If I do get into the card game again, I have to go do that. I have to go meet people that play the game. There's no point in playing a trading card game and not playing anybody.
Go be so fetch.
Oh well. So I guess that's all I have for the topic.
Yeah, I could go on for hours.
But we don't want to bore everybody. Right. So I guess we should move on to commercial break. Yeah. So we'll catch you guys on the flip-flop. Hi, everybody. I'm Thatch.
And I'm Bo.
And we're here to tell you about Puckle's newest sponsor, Rotom Appliances. Has your life just been too normal? Do you want a little bit more excitement? Well, Rotom Appliances has the appliances to spice up your life, such as the Rotom washing machine. Not only will it do your laundry, but it'll also spray water all over the room.
Your ceiling fan will not only keep you cool at night, but it'll probably electrocute you in your sleep.
And your fridge, not only is it going to keep your food cold, but it's also going to keep you cold.
That's right, less than 0 degrees all the time, just the way ghosts like it.
And not to mention your lawnmower. Your lawnmower will only cut your grass, but it'll also...
mutilate your friends and family. Buy Rotom Appliances today. You won't regret it.
Rotom Private Appliances takes no responsibility for any harm, damage, or death caused by its products. Use with caution.
Have you been trying to catch an Abra? but it just teleports away every single time.
Have you been looking for that TM? You just can't find it with your item finder.
And that Clefairy? Isn't that just up to find?
I know. Don't you ever just want to have that evolved form of whatever you want, but you just don't have the time to evolve it.
Why don't you come down to the game corner in Celadon City, where you can just buy coins and then spend the coins on Pokemon.
Yes.
Such as Abra, Dratini, all this rare stuff. Some TMs.
I don't know why, but you have to purchase it with the coins. We never get rid of the coin middleman process because, you know, it just, we like coins.
We like coins. Coins are shiny.
Coins are shiny. Shiny is good.
Shiny is good.
Because Pokédollars are not shiny.
But also, if you come down and get this Pokémon, you're saving it from captivity. We keep them in cages in the back, and when they're 6 months old, you can see their ribs because we don't feed them.
Poke of the episode.
And we're back. And the poke of the episode today is National Dex 134, Vaporeon, the Bubble Jet Pokémon.
Vaporeon underwent a spontaneous mutation and grew fins and gills that allow them to live underwater. They have the ability to freely control water.
Oh, well, I'm glad. As always, Vaporeon is our Pokemon of the episode because Scrawn wrote about it in the meta this week.
Yes.
In his article on PokoPodcast.com. And if this segment does not fill your heart's desire for Vaporeon, make sure to go to PokoPodcast.com and read Scrawn's article.
Yes.
Why'd you pick Vaporeon?
I actually picked Vaporeon because one of our Puckalonians sent in a request for me to do Vaporeon because it was his favorite. And I'm always taking requests for Pokemon of the Week. I want
which then turns into Pokemon of the Episode, FYI.
So if you want to hear us talk about your favorite Pokemon...
Let's Scrawn now.
Let's Scrawn, yeah.
At PuckalePodcast.com. Vaporeon is actually a really cool Pokemon that I'm actually familiar with.
Yes, it does a bunch of weird stuff. I found that out.
It does. I ran pretty much a cookie cutter set that was very popular on Smogon back in Gen 4. And I think I ran Wish, Ice Beam, Surf, and Yawn. But Vaporeon, before we get into that set, is an awesomely defensive Pokemon. It has a base 130 HP, so if you max it out with a 31 IV in HP and full EVs, it ends up with a 464 HP.
That's awesome. Really... Yeah.
Its base special defense is 95, which backs that up wonderfully. The only weak spot would have to be its base defense of 60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... Yeah, I guess grass would hurt it a lot, because most electric attacks are special.
Yes.
Most of the time you can compensate for it to some extent. You can run a Bold Nature instead to boost its defense
and
lower its attack.
Acid Armor is the thing.
Yeah, and that's what you should do. I would, typically. I would run a Bold set. And his special attack, you don't really need to invest in it too much, especially since he's a bulkier Pokemon. The only thing I do have to say is that his move pool is pretty much... restricted to water and ice type moves.
Would you say that his move pool is shallow?
I would say he has a very shallow move pool.
It's funny because he's a water Pokemon and pools of water. And it's shallow. And I said, okay.
While its offensive move pool is pretty shallow, its support move pool is actually one of the best around.
It does have a very good support.
It's incredible.
Because it can run Yawn and Wish. Yeah.
Roar, Haze, it has Baton Pass, Aqua Ring, Acid Armor.
Baton Pass.
Baton Pass has been banned by Smogon, essentially, Bo.
Well, no, you can only have one Pokemon.
Yeah, you can only have one. It's not banned completely.
Which I am all for that, because...
Yes.
Because I have one.
I was actually playing recently a guy who used a stored power strategy. And I just sat there and I thought to myself, I'm like, this would have been so bad had he been allowed to use more than one Baton Pass.
Yeah.
Have been horrible.
Yes.
But regardless, back to Vaporeon, which is actually, I don't know, I guess I used to run him in 4th gen, so that was before Scald. And now you can, which is actually a lot of fun because you can get the burn, and it makes up for his poor defense.
It does.
And he's really, really good. I suggest everybody run Vaporeon.
Yeah, you just have to be careful on what you switch into.
Yes. If you're the guy switching into with Vaporeon, I think you should be just fine. But that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could run a Miltank Vaporeon core.
Oh, that would work really well.
I
need to tell people about this because I finally got a hold of a Sapsaper Miltank that Shamu had. And I bred it last night, so I bred 5 eggs, and I got 3 usable Miltank that 2 were 5 IV, 1 was 6 IV, so I'm keeping the 6 IV one, and now I have 2 extra that I can just give away. So if you want a Sapsaper Miltank, come talk to me.
Dibs.
Dibs.
Dibs. Well, I have 1 left.
I'll fight you for it. I'll fight you.
I have 2.
Fight me IRL.
And then, Vaporeon. La 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 la. Words.
In Generation 1, Vaporeon had a notably different design with the backs of its ears being all black, fins on each leg, and a fin running down the entire length of its back. All of these details were removed in Generation 2. Notably, these details weren't present in its original Pokemon Red and Green artwork.
That's true, too.
In Pokemon Yellow, Vaporeon is programmed to learn both Haze and Mist at level 42. However, a bug prevents a Pokemon from learning 2 moves at the same level, so Vaporeon cannot learn Mist in Yellow.
Well, that is a piece of information that nobody will ever use.
I would have to say, out of the EV evolutions, he's probably the most useful one.
Mm-hmm.
And on a side note, I actually run Sylveon now, the same way that I used to run Vaporeon.
I've been playing a bit of OU, and lately, actually, Umbreon has been very, very common. So,
I've seen a lot of Umbreon.
Oh my god.
And it stalls a lot.
They heal, Bill, and they wish and they protect, and then they foul play.
Yes, they do.
That's what it is. That's the whole set you run on it.
Before the baton pass screen, I went up against an Eeveelution and Mega Houndoom team, and it was based on pass. And so, like, Jolteon was first and had a focus sash, and it just used agility, and then it passed to, like, I want to say an Umbreon.
Yes.
Where Umbreon, like, used bulk up and nasty plot, maybe. And then passed to a Vaporeon, who used, I think, Acid Armor and Aqua Ring. Good. And then passed to Mega Houndoom. And this thing's got, like, you know, like, times 2.5 defense, times special defense. The nasty plot, like, times 2.5 special attack.
That's ridiculous.
And Aqua Ring. And I'm like...
And it looks adorable at the same time.
It's just like flamethrower, you know, dark pulse, dead.
Another important part, it has the ability water absorb.
Yes, that is true.
So it goes well on a lot of teams that have water weaknesses because you're gonna switch in Vaporeon, get some HP.
He's really a good thing to have just for a water, fire, grass core.
Yep.
He's very good. I've also seen hydration used from time to time, because that just refuses that, especially on rain teams.
Yes, because of rest. You just rest, then you're immediately cured.
Yeah,
the next turn.
It's ridiculous. It is
very
ridiculous.
Very difficult to take out. That's why you should have anti-weather teams.
Vaporeon's name in Japanese is Showers.
Oh.
Well, that's all I have for Vaporeon. If we did not make a substantial effort to wet your palate, you can always read more at PucklePodcast.com, reading Scrawn's article in the meta. So,
and remember, if you want your Pokemon to be Pokemon of the Week, go ahead and send in something to either my podcast email or to my email at bscron@gmail.com.
It would be great. So, that's it for the Pokemon League episode. So let's head over to the mailbag.
It's mail time! It's time for the mailbag! Send in your emails! Your mail's here! Check your inbox! It's time for the mailbag! Mail!
And welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag is brought to you by Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
And now the new 5-hour flavor.
5-hour flavor.
And as always, we will be giving away a badge to the person that we think has the best email this episode. So, let's see who gets it. The first one is from Frostfeather21. Hey, Puckle fans, Thatch, and whoever is the co-host this time, it's me, Frostfeather21 again. Yes, I'm alive. Granted, my situation has gotten worse, and my Talonflame decided to completely destroy my phone and iPod Classic, so I have been around 5 episodes behind on Puckle News. Even now, while I try to listen to the current episode on my laptop, I am typing this. Also, I'm debating to change my name since I am now a year older, and very happy about it. Although, to make it simple, I just won't. As more of an update, I have been playing a lot of Pokemon hacks and have even been going down memory lane playing Pokemon Yellow. Funny enough, since I got so mad at my Talonflame, I have not opened my Nintendo 3DS in about a month. Not to mention I have managed to watch a little bit of Twitch Plays Pokemon again, and strangely enough, they're playing Pokemon Stadium 2. How does that work? Really? Okay, now for the mailbag question. You asked what evil Pokemon group is my favorite. Well, it's slightly both Team Plasma and Team Flare. Team Plasma due to what they were claiming on wanting to liberate Pokemon, which in a way you can take many ways. Liberating and as freeing them from evil, cruel, and mean trainers who abuse them, or just wiping them out, leaving a select few. Also, I'll admit it, they had N. I'm a fangirl of N, but other than that, he was able to talk to Pokemon and understand them. Team Plasma would have been a good Pokemon group if they used N to find out which trainers were mean and abusive to their Pokemon. Then again, there was Team Plasma when Ash found Charmander and... Where was Team Plasma when Ash found Charmander in Kanto episodes in the Pokemon series? If they really wanted to liberate Pokemon, as for Team Flare, it was just as Thatch stated it when X and Y was still new. You knew who was the boss. It was obvious, not to mention his rage quit after you beat him the last time. I literally fell off my seat when I saw it in 3D, laughing so hard. Good way for Nintendo to make advanced old-time Pokemon gamers laugh. To make the boss of an evil group rage quit instead of the gamer rage quitting for maybe a few minutes. So to put it simple, Team Plasma for the way of thinking and getting the player to think, not to mention N for the fangirls, and Team Flare for the obvious easy-to-spot boss and his rage-quitting moments. Okay, now I might as well do my best to catch up on my listening. It's way over 5 hours. Wish me luck, Frostfeather21.
Good luck, Frostfeather21.
Good luck.
You can make it all the way through this banter of...
Yeah, I agree with her. N is pretty darn cool.
N was actually probably one of the... He actually had, like, depth.
I have a full art N.
Oh. And trading cards. Yes. Tying it into the topic.
All right. So
I almost got another one, but they wanted $32 for it.
It looks like this next email is from Amy.
In
I love Team Rocket, because going through their secret base the first time I played a Pokemon game, I jumped off the couch and yelled, yeah.
Bad word here, yeah.
Yeah. Those were bad words, by the way, okay. And had my family laughing at me for a while. The Team Rocket show opener made me LOL by myself in the car leaving for work this morning. Here's to Puckle making me the crazy lady of the neighborhood. Oh, and the thought of PETA being in black and white makes me want to play it again. So, PETA, like P-E-T-A.
Yeah.
Not like PETA.
Awesome show. Like Amy cats. In Ohio. P.S. I know one of you is in Ohio, too.
Which one of us? Which one of us would be in Ohio?
I hope you or your family was not affected by the factory explosion.
Nope.
I am in Cincinnati, so I wasn't. Take care.
Oh, wonderful.
There's a factory explosion?
I did not hear about it. I looked it up as soon as I got that email. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay. Because I was like, man, the only news I've been getting is from Ferguson, Missouri.
And... yeah.
Oh, man. You got this next one, Bo, from Angel Face.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Puckle, it's Angel Face. Yes, I adopted the nickname someone mentioned on the show.
It was Scissor.
First, props on your last episode. The topic of evil organizations in Pokemon made a great episode, and I had many laughs as I began thinking about how all these ridiculous and probably insanely expensive plans were to stop by 10-year-olds with their fighting pets. As to my favorite evil organization, I'd have to say Team Galactic. Even though I am biased, since Pokemon Platinum is my favorite game, I believe Team Galactic took it one step further by trying to access the power of time and space to control the whole universe instead of just the world. I guess this also adds to the theory that Looker really is the 10th Doctor. Since he usually shows up when crazy things occur in the space-time continuum. Good spelling of the word continuum, I'm impressed.
Wow, I am impressed.
Yes.
Plus the distortion world was awesome. While listening to the episode, I was wondering what a Pokemon game would look like if the evil organization was Team Buggle. Not necessarily because I believe Puckle is evil, but in the near future where Puckle becomes known to the world as the whole, known to the whole Pokemon community, I can imagine Game Freak reaching out to you and to base their villains of the new Pokemon game on you. Obviously, that would be the boss and the co-hosts all at. What would your team's ambitions be?
Oh, man.
How would you carry out these goals? And how would the Puckle Revolution play a part?
Oh, and man.
I look towards another great episode next week. Take care. Dude, we need Puckle to be an evil team.
Is our team's ambition?
I think that if we did that...
We just keep taking over radio towers.
Dr. Shamu would be the evil scientist character.
Yes. He'd be like Colress. And... yeah. And then the Puckle Revolution would take part because somebody would actually become evil.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
I feel our goal would just be...
take over radio towers, because we can.
To fight and get and beat up everybody.
But I feel like that could be a thing just because, like, you're so charismatic, Thatch. you have the ability to, like, communicate with people.
I wish I did.
Take over radio towers.
Just take radio towers over. That's all I want.
That's all anybody really wants.
Why wouldn't you want that? Oh, man. So... I've got this next email from Azumamola. Hey Puckle, it's been a while since the last time I wrote in. A lot has happened. I competed in the summer tourney, Wiser swept me 6-0 the first round, but it was fun. Oh, actually the summer tournament's almost over, summer league. I think we're in the final round, and it's like a round robin type thing to see who's gonna win the whole thing.
I believe it's Wiser Osprey, it's DBP, and it's Quilava Kid.
Yes. So whoever gets the most points out of the round robin thing wins all the shenanigans.
Oh, that's cool. That's like the Pokemon Johto League.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Mr. Maximus started up an awesome fanfic, and PuckleCon 2015 was announced. Sadly, yes. I will most likely not be able to make it up there because of distance reasons, but we will see. Yes, PuckleCon is a thing.
PuckleCon is a thing. And Mr. Maximus has a great fanfic, which you should check out on
the
site.
It's a lot of fun.
It's really incredible.
Flawless segue. Is spelling that right still a thing? No, it's done. Since I've missed the last 5 or so mailbags, I'm going to answer all of the mailbag questions.
Oh,
you're welcome, whoever is reading this.
Okay.
Mailbag 139. Favorite pre-release moments. I don't really know this one. Maybe because of the revelation of Megas? That was pretty hype. Mailbag 140. Favorite competitive item? Gotta be Eviolite for me. Making NFE pokes competitively viable, create some interesting strategies and Pokemon being used, which some opponents have never faced. I don't know how to counter. And don't know how to counter. Favorite berry? After careful consideration, my favorite had to be the Pecha berry? While in Silphco, my first playthrough of Leaf Green, somehow my beloved and overleveled Alakazam was poisoned going into the battle. And when he got down into the red, I frantically searched through my bag for something. Anything that could help him out. Lo and behold, I stumbled upon a Peckaberry. Healed him up, and Smart Guy the Alakazam led me to glorious victory. Mailbag 142. Favorite Mega Evo. Easily Mega Maw Isle. Too bad. I've been a fan of this guy since day one. His steel typing negates his fairy weakness, leaving him with only two weaknesses and two immunities. Not to mention his highest attack stat in the game, if you factor in huge power, that is. Such a beast. Mailbag 143. Favorite villains? Villains.
Favorite villains. Villain Thomas?
It's been between Team Aqua and Rocket for me. Rocket for nostalgia regions, and Aqua, because that's 100% the team I would join if I got to choose. Water Pokemon are awesome.
Yeah.
Forget the fact that there's no land for you to live on, right? All right. I know what you're thinking. Azu, this email barely has any substance at all. Can you please extend this mailbag? Well, if you insist, voices in my head. I sadly will not be as active on the site as I have been over the summer. With schoolwork stacking up and stuff, I don't have as much time. Don't get me wrong, I will be on from time to time, just not as often. Let's see what else we've got. From Locke's post on the forums, it looks like the Halloween tourney will be a thing. Well, that's Nintendo-sponsored, but from the confusion, I feel like a lot of people would actually enjoy it if we put something on like that.
Yeah.
So, maybe that'll be a thing. We'll let you guys know. Mm-hmm. I might get in there if I have time to breed. What are the rules for it? Don't know yet. We'll probably just copy Nintendo's rules. Well, that's all I have, guys. Sorry for the short email. Deuces, Azumamola.
Hey, Azumamola, it's okay if you can't get on all the time. But
yeah, definitely.
Like, off whenever you can come visit us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we understand that you have obligations. A lot of us do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a full-time grad student.
We still find time for Puckle.
Yeah, we Puckle all the time.
All right.
You got this next one from Gator.
Yep, next one from Gator. All right. Huh. Hey, Puckalonians. Gator here for the mailbag. My favorite team of villains is Kaiba Corps. Seto Kaiba. Seto Kaiba and his
Dragon.
Did you never watch Yu-Gi-Oh at all?
I have never watched Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, sorry.
You're a liar.
It's over, so I don't make
watch Yu-Gi-Oh.
Get her mad. All right. My favorite team of villains is Kaiba Corp. Seto Kaiba and his blue eyes white dragons were a constant source of envy for me as a young child. Yugi never should have been able to beat them. Love, Gator. P.S. Like the Facebook, follow the Twitter and Tumblr, subscribe to the subreddit, and review us on the sites that you listen to us on. Your combined affection is the only thing that gives me worth as a human being. P.P.S. I'm just kidding. I love myself regardless. P.P.P.S. I know that Seto Kaiba is from Digimon. No need to correct me. Oh my god, that was amazing.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're the best.
All right.
Dear Thatch and co-hosts, Shackles has returned contrary to popular consent. Yeah, three reasons Team Rocket is the best. Number one, Giovanni, and I quote, "Fwahahaha, welcome to my hideout. It shall be so until I can restore Team Rocket to its former glory. But you have found me again, so be it. This time, I'm not holding back. Once more, you shall face Giovanni, the greatest trainer." Seriously, who else talks like this? Who am I kidding? Reasons two, number two, and number three, also because Giovanni, because he's just plain awesome. No other boss has ever been a gym leader, run a false business, or claims to be the greatest trainer ever. Which, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm wondering how he came to that conclusion. He's not actually that good.
He's pretty awful.
One final note. I wanted to give a shout-out to Dr. Shimu, who hooked me up with the great trade this week, and an additional shout-out to Wiser Osprey, who writes a great segment, The Rollout. Keep up the great work, Shuckles.
Wiser Osprey is actually giving away either, what is it, a Scyther or a something else this week, if you comment on his article.
Drillbur,
that's it.
Yeah.
Nice.
So if you go to PucklePodcast.com and you comment on the article, you have a chance to win a competitively bred Drillbur or Scissor.
If Scyther. You comment, you're gonna get it.
Oh, if you comment, you're gonna get it? That's the thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So just go and comment so you get free Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I should comment. All right. This one is from Isaac.
How is it either Isaac or Isaac K?
Isaac K. Okay, or Isaac. One of these two. Hello, guys. My name is Isaac, or I forgot already. Isaac, and I'm a new listener from Brazil. Well, my favorite evil team is surely Team Plasma. I like the way they seem to be good vegan guys, but there's some real evil intentions behind their leader. Even better, Gatus' relation with N is really nice to consolidate him as a nasty evil villain. I do that. I keep doing that. It's annoying. Also, Hydreigon. I like how he still fights on in Black and White 2 with Neo Team Plasma, and he's all like, screw that PETA thing. Let's just freeze everybody. And proceeds to try to impale the character using icicles. Just as some people can be deceiving as evil satanic creatures, Team Plasma represents the human nature of wearing a mask. Keep up the good work, guys. Love your podcast. Oh, and I also leave a question that could easily be answered by specialists like you. If a Mega Kangaskhan could use the move Fling and throw its own infant onto the enemy in a family destructive all-out attack, what would its Fling effect be?
Oh gosh. What's this?
That makes me so sad.
I feel like it's like the equivalent of Egg Bomb.
Nothing
it's
really then?
It's like Baby Bomb.
Oh man. Alright, we got one left from Locke.
Does the other Pokemon then adopt the baby Kangaskhan?
Ready? This is Rival Locks. Greeting, Thatch and lesser beings, I mean co-hosts. Rival Locke returns after two busy weeks with a mailbag response. Sorry, I've been absent from the emails. Once again, life has been kicking me in the face. Also, I have been preparing for the Halloween Bat Party battle event this autumn. If you have time, my team for it is on the forums. On to the mailbag with a jarring transition. My favorite villains are the Viva La Battle Revolution punks with their anti-Thatchian propaganda. Okay, they will suffer the wrath of our mighty leader as he smites them with his mighty Oh, you meant from the games. In that case, Team Rocket is by far the best villains. You really wanted to stop them, and each time you ran into them, it wasn't, oh geez, I have to go deal with this before I can get to the next gym. It was more a, those dastardly fiends shan't escape justice, and that justice is named, insert player name here. In most of the later games, especially 6th gen, I hated having to deal with them. It truly felt like it was something just to keep me from advancing through the gyms instead of a good story that affected the world. The biggest offender for this, to me, was Inn, who literally made me not finish the game because I just didn't care about fighting him. Also, Team Rocket was the only one I know to actively try to recruit the player, and there were days which I wish I could have said yes. Catch you wearing flip-flops, Hex Maniac Lock. That was right. Nice, man.
That was pretty good. So, who do we want to win the mailbag badge this week?
Okay, let's find out who has it first.
A lot of people, actually, that emailed in this week have it.
So who doesn't have it?
I really like Angel Face.
I like Angel Face as well.
I think Angel Face is my vote.
He has mine as well.
Okay, well, I guess that...
He already won. There we go. Boom. Angel Face, you've won the Green Tauros badge on the website.
Good job, Angel
Face. So, until next time, you guys should like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Tumblr. If you want the show to get more popular, review us on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening to us on.
Puckle subreddit.
Puckle subreddit. You should subscribe, post there. Come to PucklePodcast.com. You can earn badges, make friends, hang out on the chat with Scrawn, myself, Bosifus.
Woo!
Yeah.
You can play TCG Online with us or Showdown or play anything with us, and we're more than happy to do this.
Yes.
My TCG Online handle is CrazyHobo93. Please, add me as your friend.
Oh, and leave some kind reviews on iTunes.
Please do. It would be great to have some kind reviews on iTunes.
And don't read the mean ones.
So, until next time, I'm Trainer Thatch.
Yeah, I'm both of this.
Oh, we forgot a mailbag question.
Oh, crap.
Next time, if you want to email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com, you can send us anything that you want. But we also talked about the TCG. What are your favorite cards to play in the TCG? What's your favorite part about the TCG? Do you just like the artwork? Do you like to play the game? Let us know. pucklepodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
So, there we go. Just email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com. If not, come to the website, hang out with us, talk with me. I love meeting you guys. You guys are like the best people ever. And it really makes it worth doing this show.
Definitely.
So, here in Lavender Town, I'm Trainer Thatch.
I'm Bozo Man.
And I'm Scrum.
And it's closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.